Inside me, call your name to this day. Wish you were home beside me. On just in case, open that door swings and I see your face, and I leave the porch light on just in case, open that door swings and I see your face, and I
rolls in. When your body's bruised and you just can't win. When you scream out loud but you have no voice. You had a dream, now you have a choice. Remember your name. Remember where you came from. Touch your skin, touch your face.
Music from Juno Award-winning Manitoban Desiree Dorian. The song you just heard was called Remember Your Name. She recently went number one on the IMC, which stands for the Indigenous Music Countdown. And before that, husband and wife duo, Twin Flames. Really do love Twin Flames. And that's Chelsea Jane, who's an Algonquin Cree Métis, and Jaji, who is Inuk and Mohawk. They've also reached number one on the IMC chart with this particular song, Porchlight, that you just heard here on the jukebox. Now for another one-hit wonder. It's Barrett Strong and Money, That's What I Want, the first single recorded and released by Motown Records that became a number one hit. And guess what? He's really not a one-hit wonder. He retired from singing and stuff like that, but ended up helping to write songs like Papa Was a Rolling Stone and Heard It Through the Grapevine. Here's Barrett Strong with Money, That's What I Want. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Straight up, be on my page.
reflecting on finding solace and comfort in life through resilience and stability. That is Old Soul Rebel with Steady Stone, released in 2021. How you doing? I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on the Jukebox. Music on deck from an Afro-Electro-Congolese singer based in Montreal named Kazaba. And the song is called So-So. Also on the show, we've got Satellite Birdhouse, brand new music from them. They're from the Ottawa Valley area. A lovely folk pop duo. They're going to sing a song here on the show. Well, it's called So Long, about the lasting bond of honoring friendship. Before we get to that, though, the legendary East Coaster, Joel Plaskett, from his album Park Avenue Sobriety Test. And we're going to play a tune called On a Dime. He was a member of Thrush Hermit. They are Canadian treasure, and so is he, obviously, and his father and him always play together. He's had multiple Juno nods and East Coast Music Award nominations. Here he is on the show, the wonderful Joel Plaskett with On a Dime.
I remember. some of her fingers tells me her age. She's your eldest, I'm ashamed I'm only just now learning her name. She has strong opinions on ponies and soda pop. Shows me unicorn sticker she likes a lot. Her face is brand new.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Let me come through. The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. Weather in the Arctic is still wintry when male snow buntings return to nesting areas in April. They've spent the winter roaming shorelines and fields of grain stubble, cold, windswept places in the northern United States and Canada. Males reach their breeding territories on the tundra a month ahead of females and defend them relentlessly. This means male snow buntings may face freezing conditions and snow blanketing the ground. But there's a big benefit to arriving early enough to claim a prime nest cavity in a rock face or under boulders, where it will be safer from foxes and snowy owls. Nesting in chilly rock cavities means extra care must be taken to keep eggs and nestlings warm. That's why, unlike many other bird species, female snow buntings never come off the nest. The males bring them food, giving them more continuous time on the eggs. This shortens the incubation time, improving the odds of hatching a healthy brood. And it all begins with an early, if somewhat cold, start to the season. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, Simon Fraser University Campus Radio, streaming on the internet at www.cjsf.ca.
This is Bird Note. This rollicking song belongs to a black-headed grosbeak. Like most birds, the male grosbeak begins singing in earnest a few days after reaching his traditional nesting grounds in spring. And like most birds, he sings frequently when trying to attract a mate. He'll sing a bit less while he and his mate incubate eggs, but pick up the pace again after the young hatch. By late summer, his singing will cease. Ever wonder how much a bird sings in one day? Some patient observers have shown that a typical songbird belts out its song between 1,000 and 2,500 times per day. Even though most bird songs last only a few seconds, that's a lot of warbling. On nights with a full moon, male sage thrashers have been known to proclaim their long-winded songs all night. But the North American record holder may well be the red-eyed vireo, One such vireo delivered its short song over 22,000 times in 10 hours. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.